I mean, the last weeks and months, we have been seeing the data and information provided by humanitarian Kikuni UN agencies around the situation. And it's the grim outlook. I mean, looking at the numbers in terms of malnutrition, in terms of the killing, in terms of the devastation, destruction of key infrastructure, I mean, 70-80% of hospitals across the countries are deemed non-functional by the World Health Organization. And besides, I mean, the point that is crucial to highlight that from the get-go in this conflict, what we have been seeing is the ongoing conduct of warfare by the warring parties, Sunni Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces, in violation of international law. The way they have been fighting the war through densely populated areas, their reckless behavior, but more than that, it's the ongoing hindering and hampering of aid and blocking of aid reaching to population in need. So in total, the civilians in Sudan are trapped. One part of that trap is basically the way the both parties are fighting, but the other side is the fact that even those who survived the fighting are struggling to get access to the basic needs.
The two sides have been accused of allegedly committing crimes in this conflict, and we have been speaking to human rights lawyers and advocates, and they're saying no matter what, the parties and the individuals who committed crime during this conflict will be held accountable. Do you subscribe to that notion?
I mean, I think really in the heart of this conflict is impunity, is the constant impunity, the fact that these are the same leaders who are responsible of attacking protesters in 2019. These are the same leaders responsible of hijacking the democratic transition in 2021 and the crackdown that followed. Impunity is in the heart of this, and I think if any international engagement not going to address impunity, the conflict will continue in one way or another. It's unfortunate because we are still seeing it. The international, global, and regional response to the conflict continue to sideline the voices demanding accountability and justice. It may sound impossible at some point, and we know that justice is an incremental process. I think what is important is to see the world standing up and saying, we are going to hold these perpetrators to account. We're going to call them out. They are criminals. They are committing violations against their people. We're going to invest politically and financially into accountability processes. This is not happening as to date, and I think 1 year in, we hope to see that approach changing.
And why do you think that there's if you like, neglect from the international community? Why do you think so?
Well, one part of it for sure is double standards. I mean, just to highlight that, I mean, looking into the fact that, until now, we're having 6% of projected funding for humanitarian operations that is funded, only 6% of it. We are looking into the fact that the Human Rights Council took 6 months for the conflict to establish a UN fact-finding mission. It took 2 weeks for Ukraine. We are seeing the double standards playing in different ways in terms of supporting the Sudanese people. But I think it's also the failure to listen to the real voices. Until now, we are seeing the international and regional community largely entertain the same political elites, over and over and over again, even including now today at the Paris conference. So if you are not listening to the people who are on the ground, the survivors, the victims of the atrocities, you're going to continue to fail because you're going to continue to miss the mark and the point, as I said earlier, that conflict, this is really about impunity.
And various watch, if you like, various watchdogs, human rights groups have voiced their concerns about what is happening in Sudan. Your group just issued a statement about the abuses being committed in Sudan. I mean, some of these crimes that are being reported from Sudan are quite serious. What are the prospects that these perpetrators will be held accountable in future? I mean, right now it's not easy to get them, but.
So in July last year, we already know that the International Criminal Court is investigating into the events in Darfur. This is one crucial venue, and we are yet to see public findings and indictments being released by them. On the other hand, we have since October the UN fact-finding mission, but because of funding issues and hiring freeze at the UN, is yet to be operational. I think there are different prospects for it. And as you say, it sounds unlikely to talk about holding the big guys accountable very quickly. But the start is looking into how we can collect evidence. That's one start of it, how we can invest in the documentation efforts by the local volunteers and activists on the ground or in the diaspora. And also importantly, I mean, I think looking into the utilization of sanctions. I mean, sanctions should not substitute accountability, but it's one way that you can hinder the possibilities of the warring parties to continue rearming themselves at one hand, but you're also sending a political signal to them that you can't continue committing abuses without consequences.